This will take rehearsal. This will take practice to get the pacing down. We have it written for four people. It could be expanded to eight. It could be reduced to two, though that gets, I think, a little bit, that can get a little bit choppy. You could kind of rework things and make it for three, but the idea is for this that you would actually set people up, and they're not up front. It's not a linear presentation, and I would steer you away from a linear presentation of this. Put people in the four, if you have a kind of a rectangular space, put people in the four corners with microphones. The other thing that I would almost encourage you to do here, because this is Reader's Theater, it's not a skit or that kind of thing. It's not really visual. It's just an auditory experience. Don't be afraid to invite the congregation to close their eyes. If you can stage two microphones where you can have two people at each one and turn it up so that and get them into that microphone so that it'll pick up their words. You just need to make sure you're staggering the people correctly. In other words, you would not want readers one and three at the same microphone. Because of the stagger. So you have to kind of think through kind of when people are speaking and not speaking and the pacing of this. This is meant to be fairly frenetic. It's meant to come at you fast and not give you a lot of room to breathe.